GenCare is a paid WCLK underwriter. GenCare senior health centers are one of several options available for senior citizen health care. We encourage you to explore multiple possibilities with family and health care providers before making a health care decision for you or a loved one.
This is National Health Center Awareness Week, and the local take is being taken over by GenCare Senior Medical Centers, a family-owned primary and specialty care practice for Medicare-eligible seniors. We're joined by Tyrone Cox, the general manager of GenCare's Georgia market. Mr. Cox, welcome to the local take.
Thank you so much. Glad to join you.
Well, I'd like to start with the basics. Can you tell our listeners what exactly is a healthcare center and why it's important to have these types of facilities in our community?
Absolutely. So healthcare center, as defined by the Bureau of Primary Care, defines a health center as a community-based and patient-directed organization that delivers comprehensive, culturally competent, high-quality primary care services. Often these integrated facilities offer access to pharmacy, mental health services, sometimes substance abuse, and oral health services like dentistry in areas that are low-income areas, or there are cultural barriers that limit access to affordable health care services.
So now, how did GenCare come to be a senior health center? And what is the difference when you're treated at GenCare, which is a full facility, as opposed to in just a primary care doctor's office?
Okay. So GenCare, actually, story starts probably about 25 years ago in South Florida in the Miami area. GenCare was actually founded by a first-generation Asian-American family. Dr. James and Mary Chen, the husband and wife, Dr. James being the physician, and he set up his first practice in South Florida. And one of the things that, he experienced was that there were lots of seniors that were lacking in getting coordinated care. And one of the things that he learned basically from personal experience is that he had got diagnosed with cancer. And him being a physician, you know, with having the means, you know, and the access to get high-quality care, he noticed and his family observed during his care that doctors didn't talk to each other. The primary care physician didn't communicate with the specialist. One specialist didn't communicate with the other specialist. They didn't communicate with the primary care doctor. And there was a lot of delays in care, and there was no coordination at all. Thank goodness for Dr. James. He was able to recover nicely, and he's cancer-free. But out of that experience, personally for him and his family, you know, he said it has to be a better way. And out of that, he began to establish clinics in South Florida under the name of Chen Med, whereby coordination of primary care was top priority. So, you know, oftentimes in the healthcare system, we become so specialized, we're really specialists kind of taking the mantle of managing the patient's care. You know, his goal was to put it back in the hands of the primary care doc, who has a overview of the patient's care and how can we provide high-quality service to low-income seniors in a coordinated fashion. So that's how GenCare was actually birthed, out of Dr. James Chen's own personal experience.
And isn't that how most innovation is made, when you have that experience that isn't satisfying or isn't keeping up with what it should be, to come up with a solution that brings it all together?
Kevin, you're absolutely correct. You know, many of us can work in the field and study the field, but I think a lot of the innovation that occurs happens when you actually, you know, walk the walk of you've experienced it either yourself personally or a loved one. So that's how GenCare started, and that's how it continues to grow. This company is we're in multiple states now. Here in Atlanta, we have several brands providing the same level of high quality service to seniors, whether it's our dedicated senior medical centers in Florida and in Pennsylvania, to our GenCare centers and our Chen Med centers in South Florida. So the mission is clear. You know, we're here to provide high-quality, affordable care to seniors in their communities where they live.
Now, healthcare for seniors is often managed by a caregiver. Can you share why a senior health center is the better option for treating seniors?
Because, you know, the physicians that work in these facilities, many of them have a background in geriatric care or a background in providing care to seniors. So having providers who understand as we get older, you know, things change and things are different, and seniors need a little bit more extra care. And, you know, with many of the chronic conditions they face, you know, you need a higher level of doc who understands the importance of not only the coordination of their medical care, but also, you know, the things that come with aging. You know, the vision is not always as sharp. You know, you have other issues. Maybe a senior may have diabetes or some other chronic conditions. And they have a physician who's totally focused or a facility that's focused on caring for seniors is of the utmost importance. You know, when it comes to, you know, seating, you know, in the centers, when it comes to, you know, providing assistance support for the seniors when they ambulate through the center, you know, one of the things that we're very proud of with our model is that we provide door-to-door transportation, because oftentimes that's a barrier for seniors. You know, you have a senior who has a chronic condition, they may have some challenges with ambulating on a consistent basis or at all. You know, to have a senior center such as a Gen Care that provides, you know, on-site medical dispensary so the seniors can get their maintenance medications, removing those barriers to access to care. So it's not getting a referral. You got to go to the drugstore to get one medication. You have to go to another facility to get a treatment. But how do we remove those barriers to care for seniors? And having senior facilities such as Gen Care is very important in helping the population manage the overall care.
That access to care becomes so important, because often if you no longer can drive, and as you say, if you're not walking, you know, safely, mass transportation might not be an answer. But if you've got to get to the doctor, if you've got to get a prescription updated, that could cause you to have a worse health outcome just because you can't get into the door.
Correct. And many of our seniors, you know, unfortunately, they're faced with challenges on a day-to-day basis. You know, oftentimes it may be food insecurity. It may be, you know, I don't have housing. I may not have, you know, I may need heating assistance. So our seniors have so many other challenges to be faced with. And what better way than to have a Gen Care in your community, whereby you can get, you know, as many services we can offer to you under one roof, to limit those barriers so you can get the medicine, you can get your health care you need, and get the transportation to get to your physician all in one place.
Now, what do you want us to know about the Gen Care Health Center that a person who is not familiar with the facility, you know, may not be aware of?
Yeah, thanks, Kipling. So what I like for folks to be aware of is that, you know, we're only focused on seniors. So Gen Care Senior Medical Centers, our patient care service is unrivaled in regards to the access to they have with their physicians. You know, I think about my own primary care physician. You know, he's following, you know, anywhere between 2,300 to 3,000 patients, just one physician. In our model of care, which is unique, each one of our Gen Care physicians, they only have a panel of 450 patients. Max 450 patients per PCP. The national average is about 2,300 per doctor. So what does that mean? That means for any senior who comes to Gen Care, you have access to your PCP. So that means that they know you intimately. They know your medical history. You know, our physicians know so much about our patients. They know when they take trips to see their loved ones, a child, one of their family members graduating or whatever, talk about the grandkids. This allows them more time with their primary care doctor. On average, our physicians see their patients at minimum once a month, you know, versus, you know, in most primary care settings, you may see your physician, you know, once a year, maybe twice a year. But we want to have that high touch, to provide high quality and access to our members. Also, Kipling, as we mentioned earlier, you know, we provide the door-to-door transportation, removing that barrier to get to your primary care doc. And another unique thing about GeneCare is that we welcome walk-ins. We welcome walk-in patients. So if you're in, if you're not feeling well, you know, oftentimes you can call a primary care office and they're, you know, you're not feeling well, they're going to schedule for an appointment that may not be timely or convenient for you. It may be the next day. It could be the next week or the next month in some cases. And what oftentimes happens to our seniors, they wind up going to the ER. And the ER has become, for many seniors, unfortunately, their primary care office. Well, in our model of care, we welcome the walk-in. We celebrate, you know, Kipling, we celebrate when our seniors walk in to see us. We offer same-day appointments, so we don't want that to be a barrier. And why can't we do that, Kipling? It's because of the smaller panel sizes, because we want our seniors to know that we're always there for them 24 hours a day. We encourage it. Please call us anytime. You know, you can text your physician if you like to. You can call them. We encourage that. And that provides that access to care that I believe is just unrivaled to any other senior primary care provider in the Georgia, and I would even say the country, in the level of collaboration that we have. You know, we have our on-site specialists. You know, we don't have all the specialists, but we do have the critical specialists that we know for seniors is very important, cardiology, podiatry. We offer acupuncture. You know, one of the things that came out from the Centers for Medicare was recently was that now they're starting to see the benefits of acupuncture because, you know, we're all aware of the opioid epidemic.
Right.
And one of the things you want to look at is how can we better manage patients from a pain standpoint? And, you know, acupuncture has been around for over 5,000 years. And GeneCare, we've had this, Kipling, since we started this model 25, 30 years ago. So we have acupuncture on site, and that's unique. We do on-site imaging. We do ultrasound. So we do some of those diagnostic services that traditionally you go to your primary care doctor, and you got to find a way to get to that diagnostic facility, that help that hospital to get those tests done. And then, you know, we have a high incidence of diabetes in the United States amongst our seniors. So we have a diabetic educator on site. So we look to provide those services. We do. We have silver sneakers. We do exercise classes on site as well. And we also provide a social environment as well. So we have a lots of services that are really focused on caring for seniors that we believe are just unrivaled by anyone else in the market.
That sounds wonderful. So we are talking with Tyrone Cox, the general manager of GenCare's Georgia market. And your answer moves us right into this next question about integrative care. Can you tell us what is integrative care and how that's practiced in the GenCare model?
So, you know, that really involves not just the medical component of seeing the patient, but just taking an overall view of the patient, not just at one single system or one single event, but just looking at the overall patient from the medications they're taking, the type of care management they're under, and how do we coordinate and we collaborate all those services together so everyone's talking to each other. So it's not just, you know, this patient has diabetes. Well, the patient also may have some type of peripheral vascular disease. So that means that there's a cardiologist that's going to be involved. There may be podiatry involved. This patient may be having some challenges with back pain or what have you. Then that's when you have our acupuncturist involved. It may be the patient needs diet, you know, or exercise. That's when our diabetic nurse gets involved. Or we refer the patient to get to a silver sneakers class for exercise. So it's really kind of pulling all the pieces together and how can we better coordinate the care to improve that patient's outcome.
Now, you mentioned some of the aspects of integrative care with GenCare, including acupuncture and silver mm-hmm. sneakers. And I visited a center and saw a yoga class. Why
yeah.
was it so important to incorporate those types of medical procedures and tools into the GenCare Senior Center model?
because we know that in a lot of cases, and also, Kipling, we also provide Tai Chi as well. Because one of the biggest challenges that seniors have as they get older is falls. So having yoga classes, having Tai Chi classes, these help the seniors, you know, as they get older, to help maintain their balance and maintain their flexibility. So we believe these are just critical pieces that health centers and medical centers don't offer to the senior population. We feel like it's a benefit and has and continues to be a benefit to our members that have these additional, sometimes non-traditional services in our facilities.
Now, I know, you know, Tai Chi and yoga, they're all about the core and strengthening that core, which is so important for balance. And a lot of people think it's easy, those movements and those postures, but what you're really doing is that whole, you know, class time, your core is engaged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that we encourage, we encourage our members and our patients, let's keep moving. Let's keep exercising. You know, you don't have to be a marathon runner, but you're taking, you know, positive steps every day. You know, you come to the center, you attend the classes. You know, the results that we've had from seniors, you know, it's, you know, they come up to me all the time and say, thank you so much for providing this service. I'm not in a situation where I can go to a local fitness center. But I know if I come to Gen Care, I can get my class, I can get some good exercise in, and I just, you know, it feels improvements happening with me. And then it's always rewarding when their physician also congratulates them on their efforts to improve and when they move toward a more of a active lifestyle.
Now, integrative care almost sounds like holistic care. Is it the same thing, or does it move us away from, you know, what's considered traditional Western medicine into other things?
You know, when you start getting into looking at, like, you know, when I, you know, you're thinking about acupuncture, anything about Tai Chi, you know, then we started getting into that more of the holistic piece, you know, from my perspective and from my experience, because, you know, in my previous career, you know, it was like it was unheard of for a facility, the traditional facilities to offer such services. So you start getting into doing the Tai Chi and doing the acupuncture and stuff. That's when you started moving away from, you know, the Western medicine was always this individual has pain, you know, let's treat them with medication. Whereas maybe not medication is the first line. Let's take a look at acupuncture. Let's take a look at yoga. Let's take a look at Tai Chi. And let's see if we can get some improvements there first. And then if we see improvements, hey, how can we continue to support that, you know, through those different activities? And then let's look at medications, you know, as a last effort.
Now, the other thing that you've alluded to is the social environment that's at Gen Care. What is it about having that social interaction that is so important for seniors? And often we find that seniors begin to kind of self-isolate, especially if, you know, families have moved away, friends are no longer available. Talk a little bit about the social environment for seniors at your health facility.
So we always say, you know, it's all about living. It's all about having those activities and having that those discussions and that camaraderie with your fellow your fellow seniors that are in the center. So we have birthday parties. You know, we celebrate birthday parties for all of our seniors every month in our centers. We have jazz. You know, we do jazz and dances in our centers. We also have knitting. You know, we have arts and crafts. So we really want to provide not just the medical care, but also provide a social outlet for our seniors as well, too, because, you know, a lot of seniors live in isolation. They live lonely. As you mentioned earlier, you know, the children get older, children move away. But you know, mom and dad are still there, or aunts and uncles. And they do oftentimes become a bit more isolated. And if we can provide an opportunity for them to come out and socialize, you know, we do different events. You know, we do Derby Day hat. We did Derby Day. So we asked all our seniors to come out with their best hat. And I tell you, Kipling, it was just such a pleasure to see our seniors, you know, come out in their big, beautiful hats, and the men come in their nice, sharp hats they wore and everything. So it's really about, you know, getting them more engaged, giving them an outlet. So it's not just I'm coming to the doctor and seeing the physician, you know, go back home. But no, hang out with us, you know, and enjoy our facilities. You know, let's do bingo, you know. Let's do coloring and stuff like that. Let's do arts and crafts. And I think this really helps the seniors just overall, just pull them out of that isolation and that loneliness that many of them experience when they're not in a service or in a part of a gene care.
And we know humans need that social interaction matter what.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Tyrone, you speak so passionately about GenCare and your facility. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to GenCare and came to manage the Georgia market?
So been with GenCare actually since the market started here in 2013. We opened GenCare up. Our first center opened up in the West End of Ralph David Abernathy in July of 2013. And Kipling, I've been in healthcare over 25 years. And, you know, I've been a part of organizations here in Atlanta where, you know, we've tried, you know, how can we better engage, provide services to our senior population? And how can we provide services to the seniors that are in communities that historically have been underserved? Not enough physicians in those communities, not enough engagement with the seniors in the communities. And, you know, got a phone call about this opportunity. And for me, Kipling, you know, it's an honor. You know, and for me, I tell everyone, every doctor I interview, every doctor that comes to this, to GenCare here in Atlanta, and for me, I tell them all, it's personal. Because when I look in the eyes of these seniors, I see my aunts, I see my uncles, I see my mother, I see my father, I see my neighbors. So for me, it's personal. And that my goal is how can we provide, you know, high-quality care to a population that, hey, and I tell them all the time, I tell the seniors, if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be here. You paved the way for me. So it's my honor. It's our honor to serve you. So very passionate about it. You know, started out here in the market, running the network for the organization, and then, you know, had an opportunity to advance in some national roles, and then was asked to come back to support the Georgia market. So it's really been my honor and my pleasure to serve our senior communities.
I love it. It's personal. That makes all the difference in the world. How can our listeners find out more about GenCare Senior Health Centers in Georgia? Where should they go? And who can they talk to?
So certainly. So we have our centers in Atlanta. I have phone numbers for them. So I can share those over the phone, share them with you now, or you can post them. Hopefully we can post them for our listeners as well, too, on your site. But first of all, we have our East Point Center, and that number is 404-965-5691. And then we have our GenCare located in our Morrow location down on Mount Zion Road, and that number is 770-629-3217. Then we have our South DeKalb Center, which is located on Candler Road at 404-836-0272, and our West End location at 404-386-0136. And I would like to say we're very excited, Kipling, that our West End Center on Ralph David Abernathy is being expanded.
Wow.
And we're very excited that we're going to open up we're doubling the size of the center, and we'll be breaking ground. We'll be having a grand opening event there sometime in Q1 of 2020. So very excited about the growth that we're having in our centers. But the listeners can call those numbers, and then they can ask to speak with one of our membership representatives, and we'd be more than happy to have them out for a tour. Talk with them more about GenCare and what our service we offer, and we just hope that they would give us the honor to provide high quality health care to them in their community.
Tyrone Cox, I want to thank you so much for helping us increase awareness about the National Health Center Week in our country, and also about the GenCare Senior Medical Centers a family-owned primary and specialty care practice for Medicare-eligible seniors. Thank you so much for your service to the community and what you all are doing for our seniors.
It's my honor, Kipling. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Take care now.
You too.